With the gift-giving season upon us, jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has some unsolicited advice. Listen to and take a look at 6 new reissue box sets. Kevin says the music's good on all of them, but the packaging is something else.
When you're Christmas shopping for a jazz fan, it's not enough just to pick great music. You also need a package that looks good once the wrapping paper's off. One of the more impressive collections of music this season is a mini box from Decca called Early Ellington, which spans the years 1926 to 1931. The music's superb and the sound is okay, but it doesn't look like much. 3 CDs and a small booklet housed in a standard plastic box with kinda cheesy cover art. A more presentable early jazz collection is Columbia's Louis Armstrong, Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, 1923 to 1934. It's 4 CDs and a fat book, housed in one of those 12-inch tall cardboard boxes almost no one has shelves for. Even some hardy jazz fans find 20s recordings hard to listen to, and the earliest material here could definitely sound cleaner. That said, this is a good set for developing an ear for early jazz. The program notes tell you exactly what and who to listen for. There are lots of classics by Armstrong's Hot 5 and Hot 7, and a lot of Lewis playing trumpet behind singers, including country yodeler Jimmy Rogers.
Listen all you round us, you better leave my women alone. Cause I'll take my special and run all you round us home.
A few years ago, the mail order house Mosaic Records offered limited edition sets of music by pianists Thelonious Monk and Bud Powell, which had been recorded for Blue Note. Now that Mosaic's leases on that stuff have expired, Blue Note has issued what amounts to bargain versions of those sets. Each consists of 4 CD jewel boxes and a fancy booklet stored in a squat cardboard box. They look good, and musically, they're outstanding. The complete Blue Note recordings of Thelonious Monk include some of his earliest records, where you can really hear that Maverick's connection to the bebop movement, and a live 1958 session with John Coltrane sitting in, issued here for the first time at the proper speed. Bud Powell was the bebop piano player, and his complete Blue Note and Roost recordings contain some of his absolute best, plus a lot of stuff from his emotionally troubled later years. Even then, his music still had stark grace. Buster Rides Again comes from 1958. There's another major Bud Powell set this season of his complete recordings for the Verve label. I may give the Blue Note set a slight edge for the music, but the Verve is superior in every other way. Sound quality, extensive documentation, including interviews with Bud's buddies Max Roach and Jackie McLean and others, and beautiful packaging. The word album first got attached to records because old collections of 78s came in bound form like a photo album. The discs slid into cardboard sleeves you could turn like pages in a book. That's pretty much what the Verve Bud Powell looks like. The booklet and 5 CDs are bound together in a very compact package with no plastic. It's less than half the size of Blue Note's Bud Box, although it contains one more CD and a book that's over 100 pages longer. Another Verve reissue formatted in a similar way is even more handsome. A cloth-bound anthology called The Jazz Scene. It's sort of a miniaturized 2-CD facsimile of a rare 1950 collection of music by various artists, supplemented with a lot of alternate takes and extra tracks. Headliners include Charlie Parker, Lester Young, Bud Powell, and Afro-Cuban bandleader Machito. It also has Coleman Hawkins' pioneering solo sax piece Picasso, which belongs in every home, and two Duke Ellington tunes played by his baritone saxophonist Harry Carney with a string section. Music on The Jazz Scene is uniformly good and quite diverse, which means it's a good choice if you're shopping for someone whose tastes you're unsure about. Chances are they'll like a lot, if not all of it, and it looks terrific, with lots of nice photos and a cover drawing by artist David Stone Martin. All in all, it's the niftiest reissue out this Christmas. I wouldn't mind getting it myself if I didn't already have it.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Pulse, Coda, and The Village Voice. He reviewed new CD box set reissues featuring Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, and others. I'm Terry Gross.